chips are down, and the mob is at your door, and you're not afraid anymore.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 510. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from Dave Smalley and the Bandoleros. The song is called Punk Rock Battle Cry, and it leads off a new five-song EP called Ignited that just came out April 17th on Little Rocket Records. You know Dave Smalley from Down by Law and DYS and All and Dag Nasty. And that band with him there, the Bandoleros, is really just gas drummers from somewhere in Spain. How he hooked up with them, I don't know. And how he went to make the same album he's been making, for 30 years, I don't know either. Recording that one in the blasting room with Bill Stevenson behind the knobs and mastered by Larry Livermore, you know exactly what you're going to get there, and that's fine. He can keep making that album over and over again, and every time I'm going to enjoy listening to it. Anyway, I've got a kind of wide swath of music for you this week. Nothing too scary, though. I think you're going to enjoy it. Let's start off here with a new track from Wildlife. This one's called Kiss and Tell.
Yeah. child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder were desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me believe in this living is just the hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. He weren't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long, no matter how I try, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing. Believe in this living is just a hard way to go. There's flies in the kitchen, I can hear them there buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
Journey there, didn't we? Ending there with John Prine. The song is called The Angel from Montgomery, and it was on his self-titled debut that came out in 1977. Like most of you, when we heard that John Prine was sick with COVID-19, we started playing a lot of his records, and when we heard he passed, well, the tributes started rolling in, and I wanted to listen to that first album. I hunted all through my collection. I could not find a copy of that, and I know I owned it at one point, but sometimes things just disappear like that. So I was able to hunt down a copy online, digital only. And now I know something on my wish list next time I'm able to go back out in the world and buy a record. That is just an album that should be in everyone's collection. It is amazing. Before that, we heard from Rookie from Chicago. The song is called One Way Ticket. It's on the band's self-titled debut. Came out March 13th of this year on Bloodshot Records. It took me about a month to pick that one up. I read some reviews. I was kind of mixed on it, though, and I heard from a friend that it was The Replacements reincarnated, and, well, I trust Sherman's opinion. Well, I don't know about that. I definitely, a lot more 70s to that one, a lot more maybe Big Star than Replacements, but still a very solid record. That track right there I like a lot, because those are definitely the band kind of harmonies in that one. There's a lot on that record. I think if you listen to it, maybe you'll find something that works for you. And then we started that set off with Wildlife from New York City. The song I played was called Kiss and Tell. It's on the band's new album, Year of the Snake, which also came out April 17th, just last week, on Wicked Cool Records. I really enjoyed the band's first album. It was a little cartoonish, a little much too much on the nose with that garage punk thing, but, you know, that's what I enjoy, so I'm not going to complain about that a bit. This one's got a lot more breath. It covers a lot more ground. There's some tracks on there that, I don't know, one they even compare to Jesus and the Mary Chain. So, you know, you're going to get a little more experimentation out of a band than just those black leather jacket songs. I think you're going to find something that you like, though. That track there is straight up classic Wildlife, and so it's my favorite on there. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, more music here. I'm going to go lo-fi. This is the Snogs with the song Let's Do.
Take the statues down.
was unmistakably the Mountain Goats. John Darnielle returning to his roots there, pulling out the old boombox, enjoying his quarantine and building a 10-song album in 10 days and releasing it just as soon afterwards. That song is called Until Olympias Returns. It's on the album Songs for Pierre Chauvin. He just released that April 10th. I think Merge Records actually is putting that one out, cassette only release, and I think it's gone through at least three pressings of that almost instantly. Some people are productive in their quarantine times somehow, even with a family. He's finding the time to create, and God bless him, and God bless those that are able to do so in times like these. Sometimes just getting through it is enough. Before that, we heard from the Snogs, a song called Let's Do, and it's on a cassette called Charmless, which I think came out actually late last year, December of 2019, though it may have just been re-released by Discontinuous Innovation, which is an interesting little cassette label. That band is based out of Santa Cruz, and I don't know a whole lot about them other than that song is 150% Beat Happening, and that's okay, because hey, Beat Happening isn't doing that either, but that is what that is, but I like it. That's that, right? Let's go ahead and wrap things up. I've only got one track left for you, so we may end up a little short today. Don't worry, it's not a 9-minute epic black metal, folk metal. There's no Vikings in this one. Before we do that, though, let me remind you that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 510. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Nothing new on the concert calendar, nothing new on the website other than podcasts every week. Maybe I'll get adventurous and, I don't know, write something interesting, but I'm definitely more in the let's just survive every day sort of category, not doing a lot of productive, wonderful stuff. So hopefully this podcast will do, right? That's all I got for you. So I got one track left for you, a band called Semi-Helix. They are from Austin, Texas. The song is called Only Bluff, and it's on a 4-song cassette EP called Shield, which I think may be a precursor to a full length that may come out at some other point. I think everyone's a little stir crazy trying to figure out if they should be releasing albums, releasing music, whatever. But this one came out, April 7th on cassette, put that out themselves. It's an interesting little dream pop record, and it's done pretty damn well. So we're going to end things here. This is Semi-Helix. The song is called Only Bluff. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.